Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Pushback. It looks so irrational and very, very stubborn. When we look at the merits, it just defies logic. And resistance, especially combined with false confidence, looks like an immovable object. The reality is that we can break down that wall one small brick at a time. Here are two tricks of the trade that I learned from Gary Barker from his presentation. First up, we have to create meaningful examples that redefine what is normal. Gonna go on a tangent to prove this point. Do you know that violence against women is not random? According to Barker, the single biggest factor for men's violence is witnessing it at the home. If a dad beats up the mom, the son will beat the girlfriend. It's their normal. So to put this back in our world, who can be an example to our resistors? Who can show the naysayers a different version of normal? It cannot be us. It has to be one of them. As Barker noted, men follow other men. That's why we have to cultivate allies, or as they say in corporate America, brand ambassadors. Another way, get the resistors involved in small ways that spread the benefits. Now, Barker noted that it doesn't take much to involve men in gender equity. His example, make paternal leave just as important as maternal leave. Make it an expectation. Do things like that enough times, and here's what happens next. That "what about me" narrative goes away. As Barker notes, use self-interest to get buy-in. Now, what is the common denominator here? These ideas look beyond the surface. So let's reframe from blasting the resistance. Don't call out the perps. Instead, ask ourselves, what is this in response to? And create an environment where that narrative is no longer valid. We can dissipate resistance if we lower our weapons and figure out how both sides can win. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.